Build a strong mindset for success. Just like a shaky foundation can make a house collapse, having an unstable mindset can derail your life goals. To avoid that, here are some simple practices to boost your mindset and resilience. Positive thinking for success. It's important to keep a positive attitude to reach your goals. Don't let negative thoughts drag you down. Instead of jumping to conclusions, take time to think things through. Did you know that about 70% of your thoughts are negative? Negative news and events can make it worse. But you can fight back by focusing on the good things in your life. Try writing down 7 things you're grateful for every day. When you focus on gratitude, you're more likely to take positive actions. So, keep your inner voice positive and watch how it boosts your energy and confidence. Focus on your goals. Your brain has a superpower called the Reticular Activating System, RAS. It helps you sort through the tons of information your brain gets every second. Ignore negative comments about your goals. When problems feel huge, think about why you believe you can't reach what you want. Look at the results you want. Do you want those results? If yes, focus on them instead of the obstacles. Your brain's got a natural guardian called the amygdala. Its job? Keeping you safe. But when you're reaching for goals, it might freak out, thinking you're in mortal danger. Imagine you want to grab a new project at work. Your protective brain might scream, "Don't talk to the boss. They'll think you're too pushy or full of yourself." But here's the thing. You've got to let the risk taker in your brain take the wheel sometimes. Break through your upper limit problem. Sometimes, we think outside forces are holding us back, but often we're our own worst enemies. It's like we have a happiness meter, and when it gets too high, we instinctively bring it back down. Ever noticed feeling down for no reason, or avoiding things that make you happy? That's your killjoy thermostat at work. If you're always putting others first and neglecting yourself, or if you keep getting sick or holding yourself back from success, you might have what's called an upper limit problem, ULP. It's like hitting a ceiling just when you're about to achieve something big. The trick is recognizing when this happens. Don't let negative thoughts hold you back. Push through the discomfort and uncertainty. Talk to someone you trust, like a friend or a therapist, to help you break through that barrier to happiness. Your happiness is tied to how you see yourself. Sometimes, we hold on to stories about ourselves that aren't true. Like thinking we can't have both a relationship and a career, or believing we could never be as successful as the people we admire. Take control of your story. Think about the stories you tell yourself. Do they help you or hold you back? If they don't help, it's time to let them go. Replace them with new stories that lift you. When those old stories creep back in, push them away. Ask yourself why you're still holding on to them. It's time to write a new narrative that works for you. Most people let others shape their lives, and it often doesn't work out well. You should be the one deciding what's true about yourself. If you want things to change, start by changing the way you see yourself. The T-Bear approach. Your thoughts shape your beliefs, emotions, actions, and results. Let's break it down. If you believe people are always trying to manipulate you, you won't trust anyone. That leads to feeling negative all the time and expecting the worst from people. So, you end up being cautious in how you interact with others and always want to be in control. In short, what you think directly influences how you act and the outcomes you get. Take charge with NLP. With NLP, you can transform your life by changing how you think, act, and react. It's all about tweaking your mindset to get better results. You're not broken, but sometimes your habits hold you back from reaching your goals. It's like having a car that runs fine but needs a tune-up to perform better. Stop feeling powerless. You're not just a leaf blowing in the wind of life. You have control over how you think and act, even when things don't go your way. Remember, life isn't something that happens to you. It's something you shape. Living at cause, not effect, means taking control of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. You're the captain of your ship, navigating through life's ups and downs. Limited beliefs. To shake off a limiting belief, share it with a friend or counselor, and jot it down along with a new, positive belief to nurture. Then, list 10 steps to put that new belief into action. As you identify and tackle each belief, remember you can't beat them all at once. Take them on one by one. Swap out those limiting beliefs with empowering ones. While your current mindset might be holding you back, strengthening your beliefs can help you get what you want. Deal with these beliefs as they come up, methodically and with determination. As you chip away at them, watch as your new beliefs take root and grow stronger. When it comes to what we believe, some thoughts can boost us up, while others can hold us back. Let's celebrate the ones that helped us reach success and give thanks for them. But hey, it's also important to recognize the beliefs that might be putting a cap on our happiness and progress. Setting clear goals. Sometimes, we might want to change our beliefs, but we hit a wall. Maybe we're not taking enough steps to make it happen, or maybe deep down, we're not fully committed to the change. If you're feeling stuck, it's time to rethink your goals. Are they really what you want? Ever find yourself torn between two things you want? Like wanting to go on a speaking tour, but not wanting to be away from your family? It's tough, but there's always a way to find a solution that honors both commitments. Just gotta confront those conflicting ideas head on. Motivated and energized. When you're feeling overwhelmed, keep pushing forward. Write down why you want to reach your goals and celebrate your achievements. Find a buddy with their own goals, read about successful people, and surround yourself with inspiration. Take care of yourself with exercise, sleep, and good food. Feeling energetic will encourage you to take risks and go after what you want. Practice being thankful and watch your motivation soar. Instead of getting down about a problem, think of it as just a bump in the road. When you face challenges, try to see them differently with the help of others. Hold off on reacting until you understand what's going on. And if there's something you haven't achieved yet, just add the word, yet. Maybe your business didn't hit $1 million in revenue this year, but that doesn't mean it won't happen next year. Self-care and success. Even when Henry David Thoreau lived a simple life at Walden Pond, he still made time for friends and enjoyed his mom's homemade donuts every week. Remember to take the donuts when they come your way. Many successful people struggle to be kind to themselves and take care of their well-being, especially when they're chasing big goals. It's crucial to look after yourself, especially when you're aiming for something tough. Turn the tables. Ever thought that having more could make you more? Well, what if I told you it's the other way around? Imagine you're eyeing a promotion at work. Instead of waiting for it to fall into your lap, you start taking on extra tasks and finding smart solutions to problems. Guess what? The big shots upstairs notice. When they see you acting like a leader, they won't forget it. So, when a leadership gig pops up, guess who's first in line? You. It's like showing your boss you've got what it takes before they even ask. And that, my friend, is how you make things happen. To take her business global, the author did something smart. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, she flipped the problem. She imagined herself as the CEO of a big international company. This trick helped her figure out what skills she needed. Even though she didn't feel like a big shot CEO right away, she knew acting like one would get her there. And soon enough, she had the title and the company to match. Key points. 1. Cultivate positivity through gratitude and solution-oriented thinking. 2. Overcome self-imposed limits to unlock your potential. 3. Rewrite limiting beliefs, set clear goals, and take action. 4. Harness NLP to reshape thinking patterns for success. 5. Stay motivated, seek inspiration, and prioritize self-care. 6. View challenges as growth opportunities. 7. Demonstrate leadership qualities to achieve desired outcomes.